The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him, and said, "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him, and so did the disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel of his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I can touch his cloak, I shall be cured." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house, and so the flute players in the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl rose. And news of this spread throughout all the land. Gospel of the Lord. Our Savior Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought life to light through the Gospel. At the time in the Old Testament, Jacob, only he find a place that God has been pleasant, he find a holy shrine, so blessed that he can stay there and sleep on one of the stones of the shrine. So much so today, we don't have a stone, but the bread of life, Jesus Christ himself, come to us. And this make us sacred. This is, for the Old Testament, something sacred is the presence of the Lord. Today is not only the presence, the real presence of Christ, the body of Christ, come to us. We're transformed. We become him. Or Paul says, "The sort I live, but Christ lives in me." So precious. So keep this in mind. No matter where we go, we stay with Christ. Our Mass started after this Mass, going out in your environment, and that's you start your Mass. Mass is a sacrifice. Sacrifice of yourself for love, for the world. You contribute something to the salvation of the world. You have some problems, Lord, here I am. Keep this. Together with Christ, we contribute for the salvation of the world. So we are more blessed. So let us thank the Lord that we have Jesus with us, his real presentness, so that no more death. Death is no love. Life is always like Christ. Only God the Father's will be our will. And this is our true life.